and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you got to do what you got to do so you can't really sit and watch the show, you can podcast and listen on your phone no matter what it is that you're doing. You can listen to the show on your phone and still make breakfast, still go out and attack ICE for doing an amazing job to protect the American citizens while pretending you love the illegals more. Or just simply walking or running or working out, whatever. You can listen to the show on your phone anywhere in the world as it is happening by calling the listen line at 605-605. That's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. All right? Amazing. It is Friday again. That's mind-blowing to me. It is Friday again. Nick talking to me. It's Friday again. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Relax, Friday. It doesn't matter what you look like that you're doing, but what you're doing, why you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
My God, poor kid!
What madness is this?
Regular summer stuff.
What's your name? Because you're rude as hell.
Maybe we should call Ice on you.
You could call Ice on me. Oh.
You don't act like a kid. Get away.
For her to threaten me like that with Ice.
I'm calling Trump on you, you illegal motherfucker.
Today I am making a sacred vow. I'm going to be getting on my knees.
Oh, God.
And crawling up to the church.
God, this my baby. God, this.
Get up, man.
I feel like 1,000 pounds just came off my chest. I feel the presence of God.
It's just indigestion.
Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And you can say that again. The world gone crazy. Amazing video put together by the American anchor baby, Nick. What the? And so that reminds me, the world is crazy. The world gone crazy. It reminds me to ask. And it's just a question. Ask. Ask. Which side are you taking? Are you taking the side of the right or the left? Are you on the side of the Christian or the atheist? Are you taking side with the Allahu Akbar people or the Jewish people? Are you on the side of your mother or your father? Your brother or your sister? Have you taken side with your husband or your wife? Or your wife or your husband, your children, or cousins and uncle and nephew, family member? Which side are you on? Are you on the side of the males or the females? Which side have you taken? Who are you agreeing with and or disagreeing with? Are you on the side of Allahu Akbarism or Christianity or Judaism or whatever religion ism? Which side are you on? Which side do you fight with, argue against? Are you on the side of pro-abortion or anti-abortion? Are you on the side of pro LGBTQ or anti, or you're on the side of anti-BTQ? Which side are you taking? Are you on the side of the blacks or the whites? Or the Mexicans or the Asians? Or the this or the that? Which side have you taken? Who are you fighting with and against? Do you have a cause? What's your cause in life? What's your cause in life? And I want to know, why do you need a cause? Why do you find it necessary to agree or disagree with anyone about anything? What excuses you make up to take a cause? That's my mama. You don't mess with my mama. That's my daddy. You don't mess with my daddy. That's my wife. You don't talk about my wife. That's my husband. You don't talk about my husband. That's my color. You don't talk about my color, my whatever. Which side are you on? And why have you decided to take any side at all? Why? Why? Which religion do you protect? Do you protect the black people or the real Jews, or the Jews are not the real Jews, or the white Jews, or the this Jews? Which side of the Jew thing, the religious thing, are you the black Israelite? And you take side of the black Israelites or the black, whatever you call it. Which side do you take? Amazing, huh? Are you on the side of racism? What? What are you fighting for and why are you fighting? What do you get from fighting, out of fighting? Why is it that you are afraid not to fight with anyone about anything? What is there to fight for? Think about that. And whatever side you have taken, left, right, up and down, round and about, whatever, are you winning? Are you winning? Is your side winning? What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? What did I do wrong? Do you really want to know? I want to know. What's the matter with you, baby? What's wrong with you that you see the necessity to take a side? What would happen if you didn't take one? Oh, I know. You don't examine yourself to know what's going on with you. You don't pay attention to what's happening in you. You're busy looking on the outside, taking sides. And you have a false feeling of feeling good, feeling religious, feeling holy, feeling right, feeling wrong, because you don't see what's going on in you. You have refused to look at you. Which side? Are you on the side of ICE or the police? Are you on the side of ICE or the ICE workers who are doing their job to protect the American citizen? Are you on the side of the illegals or are you on the side that's against the illegals? Who are you fighting and why? These things you should be asking yourself, but you won't. You won't even ask yourself, why am I fighting with anyone about anything? Who am I trying to protect? What am I trying to get from the fight? You won't ask yourself because you love the fight. You love the thrill, and you call that life. Oh, good, I'm alive. I'm a fighter. I stand for something, you say. And then you say, well, you don't stand for anything. You're a beta. If you don't stand for anything, you're beta. What a mess, huh? Everybody, have you noticed? It's the darnest thing I ever seen. Everybody on both sides are fighting somebody. Men are fighting with men and against men. Women are fighting with women and against women. Women are fighting with men, and men are fighting with women. And everybody thinks that they're right. And they yell and they scream. And they walk down the road, according to reports, and they stab people, and they kill people, and they attack people. they go to church, whatever church, Christian church, Catholic church, Allahu Abba church, Mormon church, Jewish church, whatever church, Orthodox church, and they fight. My religion is better than your religion, they say. You are on the wrong religion, they say. And they fight. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. And the proof is in the pudding. It's a spiritual battle. And everybody, except that man or that woman, are fighting and promoting evil. Which side you support? Anger is evil or anger is good? Anger is evil, and anyone who has anger is a murderer, or anger is righteous. I have righteous anger, you say, which is a bald-faced lie, but you say it anyway. Destroying everybody around you, and you call it righteous, even your own children. Which side have you taken? Who are you fighting with and against? And then the side that you have taken, you even fight with them, and they fight with you. And you still fight. And then you add names to it so you can feel righteous about the fight. It's racism. It's sexism. It's homophobiaism. It's antisemitism. It's white supremacism. It's Debbie Dad-ism. It's some type of ism to you because you make up lies and you justify your false fights. Evil give you a reason to fight, and it tell you over and over again why you're fighting and that you're right in your fight, and they just don't like you because you're fighting. You listen to evil. You're consulting with the devil because you are the devil. You won't even let your opinions disappear. You feel like you just gotta have one. Who will I be if I don't have ideas, if I'm not aggressive, and if I'm not emotional and all that mess? And then you fight. NBC News is reporting a police officer fatally shot and a man who alleged to have pulled out a knife during a struggle as officers were looking into his report, into a port of someone checking vehicle doors. WISN 12 News. Amazing, huh? Who are you fighting? And why are you fighting? Here's a report on shooting from CBS News. CBS Morning.
Social media video shows four Madison police officers struggling to detain a male suspect on Wednesday. One officer attempts to tase him, then another shoots him three times about 2 seconds later.
MPD officers were dispatched to a call just before 1 p.m. in the Marquette neighborhood for a report of a person who was allegedly checking parked vehicles.
Madison Police Chief John Patterson said the suspect fled the initial scene on a bicycle before those four officers re-encountered him around 1:30, and a fight ensued.
During the struggle, the man, we're told, pulled out a knife, and an officer was injured by this while attempting to arrest him. The taser was deployed. Unfortunately, it was unsuccessful.
Video shows officers throwing a knife to the ground after the shooting. Chief Patterson said two officers were injured and the suspect died at the hospital.
Mason, you love to fight, 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 fight. You feel alive when you're fighting. Oh, good. I am somebody because I fight. I'm a fighter, you say. And Lord knows what happened when someone tell you, praise the Lord, you're a fighter. You're fighting ICE. You're fighting the police. And then you fight more. You walk the road looking for fights then because you love the praise of someone telling you that you're a fighter. What's wrong with you? When will you give up the fight and live? And then you would see there's no reason to fight for anything with anyone for any reason. There was no reason to fight, ever. But you were taught as a child to fight. And speaking of fighting, why are you fighting? Go home. Sit down and shut up. Be still and know. On Wednesday night, demonstrators protested at a Wisconsin state capitol and interrupted a summer concert event. CBS Morning News and Fox 6.
On Wednesday night, demonstrators gathered to protest the shooting at the Wisconsin State Capitol, interrupting a summer concert event.
Young black man has been murdered at 2 o'clock p.m. by the Madison Police Department, and you guys are out here having steak and chicken like it's nothing happened.
This is near Baldwin and Williamson Streets, which is an area that's packed with popular bars and restaurants, just really a strip of them. It's just over a mile away from the Capitol. I mean, the shooting, we know, prompted protests across Madison, and large crowds gathered last night at the state capitol where an event was taking place, and even protests reaching as far as Green Bay, and a vigil later in the night near the scene of the shooting took place.
I'm out here fighting against the police. A black man was shot. Never mind, it's been reported. He had a knife. And you people are not fighting with me. You're not fighting with me. You're against me. You're with the police. You're having steak and chicken instead of being involved in the fight. What a sad, such a sad way to live. They take their mess over to the concert and interrupting people's lives because they're evil and they believe they have a cause. And you better be with that cause or you're against it. You're up here having chicken and steak while this black man with the knife allegedly would not drop it and follow the order of the police, allegedly. Y'all having states. What now? And this is according to a report in Wisconsin. This is not even the UK or Mommy Africa. Remember when we reported on these type of stories? In the UK, and it wasn't happening in America yet. And I said, these things are coming to America. They are here. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. You are the devil when you fight. Are you referring to the black guy that was killed by the cop, they say? Derek. He got Ben Crump. According to Ben Crump's law firm, Ben Crump was retained by the family. I rest my case. When will you stop fighting? Earth is not heaven. A man is not God. Wisconsin State Representative, so-called Representative Francisca Hung, a top Democratic candidate for governor, called the incident an execution. Of course she would if this is true. She wants the vote. And then black people being dealt with by police? Oh, Lord. She wants to vote. Of course she's going to be all in on this if this is true. It's an execution. And said it was another case of police violence against a black man. This is from X.
A man died at the hands of state-sanctioned violence.
Murder!
Say it. It was murder.
This is my statement. If I say it, would y'all vote for me?
State-sanctioned violence was an execution.
Thank you.
I said it, black people. Will y'all vote for me now?
As a people, we no longer can have a system that protects a power and a privilege that puts the pain and lives of armed officers over black people.
That's right. Yes.
We cannot
I'm
protect
fighting for the blacks.
A system that continues to rain harm and terror. We all deserve to feel safe. Yes. It is a human right to be safe.
Even if 200 some thousand black people have killed one another, we all deserve to feel safe from the police, but not from one another. Now, y'all come on down here and vote for me. You wanted some chicken and steak? I have some chicken and steak available for you. I know black people love chicken. Come on down. I said it. Execution. Say it. And my mind, I'm thinking, if I say it, will y'all vote for me? I said, Francisco, so-called H-O-N-G. Sound like a foreigner to me. Where will you get the foreigners out of the American government? 888-7753-73. Quick break already. And I'll be back in a moment to your phone calls. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Being told that Francisco female that's out there talking about is black is a incident is execution, that she, according to Wikipedia, that's a divorced single mother of a 10-year-old boy, according to Wikipedia. She'd rather be out there lying about execution and trying to get in government than to raise her child at home. That doesn't fit the ego to be home. What the? You got to be out there fighting and feeling alive. I'm in the fight, so I am alive, you say. A quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9. Busy Friday. Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show, from 9 to 11, right after the JLP. And at 11, right after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. A fun conversation with a man who grew up, I believe, under Jim Crow laws in the South. And he understands how things were before, for the most part. He's an author, a senior pastor of the Father's House in Atlanta, Georgia.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Black Lives Matter was just terrorizing the nation. So we went there and we said, we're going to topple that racist spirit and we're going to pray and seek God for repentance. I hate to say it like this, but I was racist myself. I was so black that God had to break me down of my black idolatry. For no matter what we call it, the focus of it is a spiritual battle.
Yeah. Does a chicken have lips?
What kind of questions are these? Just...
You gotta pray just to make it today. You can support the Father State by becoming a member of the YouTube channel there or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? I had to drink some water. Excuse me. Amazing. And fellowship on Sunday. You're all invited. All invited. Amazing fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Come on down if you're in town, L.A., or you can watch it live by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church and podcast, whatever. All right? And thank you all for your financial support. I appreciate it. I want to go to Patricia, a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Patricia, you are on the air.
How are you?
All is well. Happy White History Month, Patricia.
Happy White History Month. I've been telling my whole family about it, White History Month.
Right on. Getting the word out. July is White History.
Yes, it just feels white.
It just feels white. amazing.
So, I haven't really been watching the show this morning. I just popped on YouTube and saw you were on. But I just wanted to ask your advice.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, I'm living with Mama. But I have a good amount of money saved, and I have an opportunity to go to a different state that I would like to try. So I interviewed, and everything's going well. I'm just waiting to hear back. But now my whole family is, like, trying to put doubt in my head and making me second-guess myself, and I'm wondering what you think.
How old are you?
42.
And why are you living with your mother?
You know, it just, I've just always been here, and every time I try to leave, it's like the whole doubt crew comes out and, oh, you can't make it. She it's like, she wants me to think I'll never be able to function.
That's an even more reason. Why would you live with someone who would encourage you to doubt yourself as an adult, as a child, but especially as an adult? Why would you live with your enemy?
Yeah, good point.
No, that was a question.
I don't know. I guess because it's always been this way. And maybe I start believing the doubts.
And so, it's always been what way?
That I've been living here.
You've been living, even when you were married? Oh, no, your
father. I've never been married.
Oh, your father passed, not your husband.
Yeah.
And will you continue to live that way? Have you forgiven your mother?
No.
Have you heard me say to forgive her so that you can be free of her?
Yes.
And why have you done it?
I guess maybe I'm afraid of how she'll react.
Meaning what?
That she'll say I don't have anything to forgive her for, and she's done a lot for me, and yada, yada.
And why are you concerned about that, period? It was her responsibility to do for you. She had you, and she was supposed to take care of you. She wasn't doing you a favor.
That's true.
So why do you fall for that trap?
I guess I just fell for it, but I need to look at it a different way.
How will you ever be free of her if you don't forgive her so God can forgive you and he would take away her nature, which is evil, that she's passed on to you all of your life as a child and even now? How will you overcome her if you don't face her and forgive her? Because she has, as all mothers do, they were overtired to create their boys and their girls in their image so they can control them the way your mother's doing you now. How will you overcome her if you don't go and face her, shake into your boots, and forgive her?
No, that's a good idea. So, what was the question? I won't, I guess, if I don't.
Because if you move to another state, she's going to call you every day, text you every day, tell you to send her money. She want to come live with you. The devil is not going to let you go until you overcome the devil.
So when you forgive them, you just say, I know you didn't know any better, but I forgive you?
Like, do you see that you resent her?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it helping you? Is it right to resent anyone?
No.
And then once you see that, you know, I do resent this lady. I'm wrong. She couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her. And then when you go and forgive her, facing her, shaking in your boot, Mother, I have been resenting you all my life, and I realize now you could not help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. Don't ask for forgiveness from her. Don't be saying, oh, I love you. You don't love her. You hate her. You will love her once you forgive her. You will love her once you forgive her because you now have God's love and you will love with his love. But you got to, I'm sorry for resenting you. I was wrong. And whether she yell or scream or blame you or, oh, you were just a bad child or your father was no, let her say and act any kind of way she want, don't react to her overreaction.
Okay.
And you walk away and you will be free.
Okay. I'll do that this weekend.
And you got to face her and then go live your life, because the devil, including all your family members, whoever else is telling you you're not going to make it, they're trying to control you because they're evil.
Yeah, they're all trying to control me. It's terrible.
Because all your life you've been allowing them to control you.
Yeah. So I just have to trust myself after I forgive.
Don't even trust yourself. Just go and live your life and you'll be fine. And when
okay.
you say trust yourself, who is the self you're referring to?
Yeah, your all thoughts are lies, so.
So who is the self you need to trust?
I guess it doesn't exist.
So who is the self then you said, trust myself?
The devil.
And you're going to trust the devil?
No.
And you're going to call yourself the devil?
No.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Did you, by chance, forgive your father before he passed, expired?
Yes.
You told him?
Yeah, I did.
And why have you done that with your mother?
She scares me more than he does.
Because you hate her, that's why. You're afraid of what you hate.
Yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
Every morning and every night?
Not every morning and every night. I could do it more consistently.
And so are you doing the silent prayer?
I've done it a few times, but not consistently. But I'm going to start.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I guess not, yeah. But I'm going to start.
If you're not doing it morning and night and then practice being present, being where, knowing where you are, what you're doing, you're not doing it.
Okay. So when you do it and you're a beginner, 5-10 minutes, or is that too long?
That's not too long. Not long enough, but it's better than nothing.
Okay.
The point is, if you want to be free of all thoughts and emotions, you got to be still and let the light come in and rescue you from the darkness.
Okay.
You got your work cut out, Patricia.
Yes.
And you will not regret it if you do it. And stay with it and stay with it and stay with it. Give your finger, give your family the finger and go live your life.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, if you see you want, not just because I said it, but because you see you need to do that.
Yeah.
They're holding you back in life. Those thoughts are holding you back and emotions, because all emotions are evil as well. And then the thoughts and emotions of other people are holding you back from living your life because you're listening to them.
Yeah.
And you're in your 40s. If you don't start living, where will you live?
I know. I think that all the time. Yeah. I don't want to be 60 living with mom.
You have no business living with your mother. You're living with the devil.
Oh, too funny.
Amazing, huh?
Yes.
So, any other question?
No, I think that'll do it, but I'll do what you said, and I'll pull you back.
Absolutely. Let me
know. I never called the show. I didn't know I would get on so fast, but now I'll definitely call back.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, will do. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, and happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Amazing. Bye now.
Take care. All bye. Right.
Bye. I gotta move that fan. Amazing. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, you are on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse, how's it going?
Happy White History, Ron.
Happy White History Month.
Amazing. Doesn't July just feels white?
July feels hot.
How about white?
Doesn't feel hot to me, white to me.
Why not?
That's your opinion. Winter feels white.
What do you
not
mean?
Not the summer.
No, July is White History because it's vacation time, relaxation, the 4th of July, reflection time on the white men who found it and created the greatest country in the world. It's like, it's just summertime, and the life is easy.
The sun doesn't like white people.
No, it loves white people.
No, it doesn't. Why do you
think
they get skin cancer?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's not true.
Okay. Wintertime, you should have had it in wintertime, but I respect it. It's all good, Jesse.
No, it's summer.
The sun hates white people,
that's
and white people know it.
That is not a fact. Nope.
That's a fact.
Anyone who sits in the sun forever like that, whether you're black or white, you're going to get skin cancer. That's just common sense. What the?
Why do you think Israel has so many skin cancer cases? Because the white people are not supposed to be there.
No, they have not because they allowed the Allahu Akbar people to move into Israel.
No, that gave them skin cancer. I got it.
But anyway, hey, Jesse, you called for something else.
Yes, sir, I did. What was your motivation to go to college?
I didn't have anything else to do.
Well, okay. I'm a long time listener. I think I've been listening probably 12, 13 years now, Jesse. And for what I understand, your motivation for going to college was to get a white girl. Is that correct, sir?
So if you already knew, I've said it over and over again over the years, what made you ask me why when you already knew? Because you've already heard me say it. What game are you playing? What the? Why did you ask me a question when I've already said myself why I went to a junior college? Why did you ask me that and you already knew?
Because I didn't want to assume.
No, you said you heard me say it. I've said it over and over the years. Why did you ask me that again? You already knew the answer.
Because it was part of my scheme.
Right. And why are you scheming? Men don't scheme. What's wrong with your nature that you got to scheme?
I schemed to get you to tell the truth.
Now, I already told it. You heard me say it out of my own mouth.
No, you lied.
Over the
years. You lied at first. You lied, Jesse, at first. I don't know.
Right. You trying to put that back on me. What the? I knew why you asked me that
Let me get to my point.
I got to go, Rob. Bye. He asked me a question he already know because he's scheming. You've heard me already say it. Men not supposed to do that. He was scheming, he said. And then he make him excuses why he's scheming. See how the devil does that? You consult with one devil after another. I didn't have anything to do. Why did you go to college? I've been listening for a long time. And I said I had nothing better to do because I knew he knew why I went. I've been saying it forever. But he's scheming, he said. Devil said, call up Jesse and scheme. Isn't that amazing? And then justify why you're scheming. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey.
Hey, how's Josh.
Busy. Hey. Yeah, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Josh.
All right. I was calling to answer that biblical question.
Are you afraid to abandon your are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil?
No, I'm not.
And why not?
And I just know that it's like the fear is fake. It's like a dream, and then you wake up, and then you realize the fear was always fake. So it's more like a thought that's tricking me into reacting. And then afterwards, I see that I was, like, unconscious, or that's where the fear is, like, an illusion.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, yeah. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise.
All right.
Josh, which side of the fight are you on?
Neither.
Meaning what?
I see that, it's like the devil always wants you to fight. You know, if you say you're with a certain side, that people on that side are going to end up fighting amongst each other. And then, the devil has to have a fight, you know,
Everybody fighting except baby Jessica's daddy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, man.
Well, thank you, Josh, and for responding to the question, the biblical question, and the fight side. And I will put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll be watching, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. All right. Super, super.
Super chat.
I think I hear the music, but not sure.
Yeah, I hear the music, but we have a little time, maybe.
Okay.
Nikki, the church was built to honor the Virgin Mary because she was deeply loved by the people. The one that the guy crawled to, church, in
what?
Greece. The church in Greece that the guy crawled to was built to honor the Virgin Mary, but I'm going to have to read the rest of this later, y'all.
Why do you honor Mary? And they crawling up the walkway to Mary. What the? Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? AP is reporting that Trump is unveiling double-digit tariffs on dozens of U.S. trading partners. And conservative influencer Laura Loomer met with Volodymyr Zelensky, and that made AP News. Wow. In the Ukraine, or Ukraine if you prefer. The Ukraine is more anti-Ukraine to say. It's a Russian slash boomer thing, right? Anyway, after her major reversal on the war, and nearly 150,000 mail-in ballots have been rejected in California's June primary. Interesting. Again, this is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, y'all. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full. You can call in every so often. You may get a busy signal right now at this very moment, but call in every so often, young or old, all right? Even during hate news, not fake news, because you never know. A caller may drop, have to, like, go take care of something or whatever, or, you know. And nice, all right? And we'll get to more of your Super Chats. We barely even, didn't even quite get to one Super Chat yet, all right? We got to a little bit of it, the gist of one. But we'll read that one in full and the rest of your Super Chats. We see them and we appreciate them. It is Hake News, not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports tens of thousands of people are being evacuated from France's Cap Ferret. And pardon me if I'm butchering that name. C-A-P Ferret, F-E-R-R-E-T, Peninsula, as a massive wildfire threatens the popular Atlantic coast tourist destination. Had never heard of it. That was not a surprise, though. Only one road connects the peninsula to the mainland. Oh, my gosh. Well, we wish you well. And those new tariffs, dozens, pardon me, of America's trading partners from Europe to China to India now face new tariffs of 10% to 12.5% on goods shipped to the United States, according to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. The new duties will apply to nearly all U.S. imports. Nice, huh? And by the way, I'm wearing my July Fields white hat. This is one with the blue bill. There's one with a white bill. This is very nice as well. Has American flag on the side, JLP on the back, adjustable strap, the plastic one that you snap the buttons on, or kind of thing. And it has White History Month. Very cool. There's multiple ones. You go to jesseleepeterson.shop and scroll down, and you'll find the little temporary White History Month store, okay? Limited time, perhaps. All right? Nice. jesseleepeterson.shop on the internet. That Saudi deal upended less than 24 hours after the deal's signing. President Donald J. Trump abruptly announced that a U.S.-Saudi civilian nuclear agreement was subject to a new condition. Saudi Arabia must normalize its diplomatic stance toward Israel. I thought they'd already done that, huh? Anyway, the long-awaited deal had been greeted by negative reviews. So I guess he's saying, be nice, normalize your relationship with Israel, Saudi Arabia. Cool. Anyway, there was a seaplane that crashed. A Kenmore Air float plane made an emergency landing off the coast of Washington, and it caught fire, prompting a rescue operation of all 11 people on board. So that's nice. The Department of Justice versus the New York Times. The Department of So-Called Justice, DOJ, will drop its subpoenas compelling New York Times reporters to testify about anonymous sources in a case that involved Donald J. Trump's claims about that Qatari-gifted Air Force One jet. The withdrawal came after federal prosecutors admitted to making inadvertent errors in filing for the subpoenas. Interesting mess, huh? Going on in the world. And an oil market threat. The oil market has proven defiantly resilient since the start of the Iran war. But now it has a threat. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Could blow past record highs. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. Somewhere in the
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. And happy White History Month. July is White History Month. July just feels white. And we're celebrating 9 years of White History Month. Isn't that amazing? Y'all contact True Social and let the Brave White Hope know he needs to declare July White History Month. All right? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just got to do what you got to do. You got to go work out. You got to go and run for governor, even though your mother, according to a report, with no husband, and you have a child 10 years old, but you'd rather be out in the street talking about the police is hurting the blacks. You still can be listening to the show. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chat, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And thank you. It's Friday. It's getting off your chest day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
My God, poor kid!
What madness is this?
What's wrong with the black?
I'm just regular summer Seth.
What's your name? Because you rude as hell.
Maybe we should call Ice on you.
You can call Ice on me. Oh.
You don't act like a citizen. Get away.
For her to threaten me like that with Ice.
I'm calling Trump on you, you illegal motherfucker.
Today I am making a sacred vow. I'm going to be getting on my knees.
What the?
And crawling up to the church.
Godless, my baby. Godless.
Get up, man.
I feel like 1,000 pounds just came off my chest. I feel the presence of God.
Then it's just indigestion.
What a mess. The world gone crazy. Hey, before I go back to the callers, Let's finish up on a super chat. We started and we ran out of time. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Nikki with her coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk is a super chat, y'all. The church was built to honor the Virgin Mary because she was deeply loved by the people. This church in Greece where that man crawled to learn humility.
What the?
And over time, the church became known as Our Lady of Tinos, which is in Greece there. It's a title of honor, not a declaration that she is God.
So if she's not God, why they crawl on their knees up to her? When God said you should bow down to no one. So why are they making Mary a god by crawling up through? And then they have a little dog, though, up there by the church door, right? They crawl into the church, according to hate, through a little dog door. That is worship. Whether you call it or not, that is worship. And you should worship no other god, not even Mary, but God. You can't have another god. And these people, and then they got Mama walking. So I like Mama. Maybe that was his wife. I don't know. Right, walking down beside. You got this baby. Amazing. That's worship. Who is that from?
Nikki.
That's worship. Whether they call it that or not. You shouldn't be crawling up to Mary. You did say they have a little dog door there, right?
Yeah, like a doggy opening that you can crawl through because it's like a fence.
Who let the dogs
it has this
out?
Opening it's cut out for the crawlers. Shout out, Nikki.
My producer said that's beautiful that he crawling on his knee for Mary.
It wasn't crawling for Mary.
It was crawling up that church.
It's just a church called Our Lady Church.
But they went to the...
I don't know who he kissed or what little display that he kissed.
Mary.
You saw him lean over and kiss some display.
You wish him in that, too. What a mess, but okay. Thank you.
Thank you again, Nikki. Elise, 15 coffees, very generous.
Mary said that he kissed an icon on the Virgin Mark.
Mary. He meant Mary. It's a typo.
Oh, on the Virgin Mary. So he kissing Mary on a stone. You should have no image of anyone. What the? And Nikki, that's worship. Whether they call it that or not. Crawling on your knees up to Mary, kissing a stone, saying that it's Mary, thinking that Mary intercede on your behalf, that's worship. Now, the mind won't let you call it that because the mind deceives you. Amazing, but thank you, Nikki.
Thanks as always. Elise, have a blessed week. And Jesse, what the Great White Hope has to say today.
I'm glad you asked.
By the way, I do blame the Lyndon B. Johnson government to corrupt the black community, but nobody told the blacks to get along with the government. Government has nothing to do, nothing good in general like religion.
And blacks at one time before the Civil Rights Movement did not rely on the government.
Yeah.
What the?
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
That's right.
Amazing.
Shout out.
The Great White Hope, the dream team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. The dream team. July just feels white. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Elise, Jack B. on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. 2! Double exclamation mark emoji.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate your help.
John 5 Coffees. G'day, Jesse. You absolute legend. Happy White History Month, mate. Here's some fair dinkum white fella history for you. It took the strongest white blokes and Sheilas their blood, sweat and tears to outlaw every human slavery across the Western world and then build the safest, freest, most peaceful countries that welcomed anyone this planet's ever seen. And now in the blink of an eye, it took the weakest bunch of glitter-wearing beta males and butch Karens to tear it all down, rewrite the history books, and make the whole thing sound evil. What happened to the whites?
You said that again. What happened to the white? And thank you for that white history moment. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Thank you, thank John. You.
Nice. Amazing.
John also says, fair suck of the salve. I think that's not bad. We've gone from conquering the world to conquering the pronoun game in one generation. What an absolute pack of galas. Good on ya, mate. Hooroo.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Thank you.
Gregatron. Hey, Jesse, guess what?
What?
I have a new nickname for Bill the Engineer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I call him the Great Engineer Hope. What do you think, Jesse?
I like it. Check out Bill on Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. Punchy.tv. Amazing. Every Wednesday, a brand new episode, but you can podcast right now. Thank you. Well, not right now. After this show.
Jamie, Five Coffees, Jesse. Just want to thank you for being a great person, enlightening people on many things, and being a wonderful soul. You will always be remembered in history to come for being great and cherished by many. The Bond crew is so lucky and proud to have you there as a friend.
Thank you, and I appreciate your support. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. Thanks for your support.
Jamie with another coffee. Today is National Amelia Earhart Day. She was more driven and brave than most beta males. How about a white history moment for that gal?
Where is she now?
She is still flying over the seas somewhere.
Maybe she fell in that round hole.
Could be.
Remember they said there's a hole that goes down into the earth?
Yeah.
When she was flying across. What did she do that was good?
I don't know. I know that she was a woman pilot, and she was very notable as like a woman pilot, and she's white.
But she didn't.
But that's not necessarily notable. And then right. She tried to fly around the world. I guess I'm totally probably butchering this. Info may be false, and she got like we never heard from her again, or saw from her again.
She didn't do anything to make America great.
Maybe not.
So, I can't add her. What the? But thanks for your effort, though. I appreciate it.
She was an American aviation pioneer and author, according to Brave or something.
Pioneer?
Oh, no, according to Wikipedia.
What is she pioneer?
I don't know. One of the most celebrated figures of the early flight. Disappeared in 1937.
And what did she pioneer?
I don't know. But she was early. Well, she was an American aviator.
Anybody can do that.
She was in 1928. She was the first female passenger to cross the Atlantic. By airplane.
That's not a hero.
Heroine. She's a heroine, not a hero. A heroine, a female hero.
We need a heroes.
Yeah.
We need people that made America great as a history moment. What the?
Well, she's flying in heaven now, I presume. Know. How do I know?
Right.
I don't. Info may be false.
Amazing, but thank you. Good try.
Thank you, Jamie. Good try. Jimmy. Five coffees yesterday while showering. I realized that all the identities I use in the world were not useful to help me shower. At that specific moment, as the water was flowing, I did not need anything or anyone. LOL. It's so simple. If my mind is just exactly in the moment I am physically in, then I don't need my thoughts or my identities. My mind and thoughts help me navigate the world. They're not for me to navigate. They're not for me to navigate me. I am who I am. He says Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And he says, Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jimmy. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy Mac. Remember that song?
Of course. It's a nice song.
Thank you. I like your hat, by the way.
Thank you.
Amazing. July just feels white.
Jimmy says, It is enough to know that I am. Trying to know me can only be done through thought, which is an imagination, an illusion, a lie.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Eugene, good morning, Jesse and crew.
Good morning.
Happy White History Month. Thank you for speaking the truth.
Happy White History Month, and thank you for your support. Appreciate it.
Half Black Tony, Jesse, I'm not on either side. I'm neither for nor against. What about y'all? Shout out.
Amazing. I've been saying forever, lay your weapon down. You don't have to be for or against anyone or anything at any time. Amazing.
Very nice. Jermaine, good morning, y'all. It's not even Bible Thumper Thursday, but it is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. What the? Psalm 13. How long, Yahweh, will you forget me? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Verse 2, how long must I lay up cares within me, have sorrow in my heart day after day? How long is my enemy to triumph over me? He says.
Who said that?
Jermaine. David, maybe? I don't know who wrote this particular psalm. He says,
I
look
mean,
down.
No, but who wrote the super chat?
Oh, Jermaine.
Jermaine, thank you. Bible Thumper Thursday. Keep it piffy. Amazing.
Yeah. And it goes further. You can read it on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Keep it piffy. Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 Gold Pills, Uncle Jesse. They always want me to take a side, and they say, are you for Hamas or Israel? And I tell them I like bacon. They always want to drive me, and those who try to drive us are not our friends.
Yep. That's what the devil does in your mind and in the mind of other people. The devil tell them, go make that person take a side. You got to take a side. And if you don't take their side, you become their enemy right away. Amazing. Thank you. And stay with it.
Games for Rec gifted the cookie and the cookie twice. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Salty old, I'll say man, butchering his name, gifted the can. Cheers to surviving another work week.
Amazing. It's amazing how fast this week goes by as well. Thank you.
Welcome H-Town Julie and others for becoming new members on the YouTube.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Clansman Boyd with a C, okay, not the K, clan, okay? Control-Alt-Delusion, good morning to you lads.
Thank you. Amazing. What's wrong with the K?
It would just be incorrect because that's not how he spells it.
Oh.
There are many clans that are from, like, Scottish. I've heard of Scottish clans, and that's clans with a C. It's not like the Ku Klux Klan type stuff.
So
this is real actual family clan
stuff. I was
going
to ask, you can't spell your last name with a K? Clans?
I suppose if your last name is with a K.
Let's say your name was John Doe Clans. Can you use the K? And not be judged?
I don't think so.
Really?
Everybody's going to judge you.
Amazing. Thank you.
thank you, Klansman Boyd. Sion, my Jesse ain't got no tattoo graffiti mess. Jesse Boo, you got to admit the white people are now the same as the white people back in the day. No White History Month examples except Hank and the Great White Hope. Some type of mental problem going on with the whites, but not all, don't you think? Anyway, Al Sharpton comes out of the woodwork whenever he smells big money involved. LOL, I like your hats. I'm going to get one also. You and Hake look good in the hat.
Amazing.
Cowboy
Thank you,
emoji.
Sion. Go to JLP Talk and get your White History Month hat. They're amazing. In the back, it says JLP. On the side, white history. In front, July just feel white. And on this side, the American flag. Can't get any better than that. Thank you, Sion.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And by the way, I looked up the Clan Boyd. Sure enough, it's a historic lowland Scottish clan from Ayrshire. Pardon me butchering the name.
With the K?
No, with the C. It's they're called clans, you know, like the Foot Clan. The different families have clans.
The only clan I know is the KKK.
Well, you better
clan.
You need to get educated.
He black.
You don't need to do anything but stay black and live.
All I need to do is stay black and die.
William A., new member on YouTube.
Thank you, William A.
Hannes, eight coffees. The sun hates white people? Lord have mercy. SMH, quoting the prior caller. White people invented sunbathing. Happy White History. Strong white army emojis, three of them. Thank you, Jesse. White thanks hands.
Amazing. Thank you. That was an amazing call from Tony in Texas.
Close. Ron.
Ron. Oh, Ron in Texas. Ron. The question was, why did you go to college? Right? And then he started out by saying, I've been listening to you for years. And so he asked, why did you go to college? I said, I had nothing better to do. But I already knew why. That's because I've been saying forever why I went. I've been saying that. And then I said, well, because I had nothing better to do, because I knew he was going to ask me about the white girl. And he, like, trying to scheme, he said. What the? If he had just said, Jesse, you say you went to college to get a white girl, and then make his point, it would have been a different conversation. But he's scheming. What the? Where's the love and not? Thank you, though. Thank you.
Klansman Boyd says, for freedom.
Freedom!
Double exclamation mark.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nice.
I love freedom.
Taylor L., you're telling me I've spent years working on myself like a chump when all I had to do was crawl to church on my knees and I'd have perfect peace?
What the? Very good point. That's amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought another coffee. If people had understanding, there would be no need to fight or defend religion.
I rest my case. Very good point. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest of these later, y'all.
Amazing.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me go to John out of Oregon. John, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey,
Key White.
Hey, John, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Hello?
And I am telling you.
Hey, so I had a quick question for you,
okay.
Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I've been doing the silent prayer. I'm a pot smoker.
What now?
Yeah, I know, right?
Do you smoke it while you're doing the prayer?
You can't do it while you're smoking the prayer. That's impossible.
So you like, you know, you can pick your joint up and hit it and then go back to the prayer. But no, right? You're not smoking while you're praying.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's been falling away. I've been watching myself for a while now, and it's been falling away. I've smoked pot every once in a while now. I'm feeling like it could be falling away for good pretty soon here. But I was hanging out with a friend, and he's a quote-unquote atheist, and he likes to hang out with the Mormons here and there. And so he had the Mormons come over and I was chatting with them and they're really nice. They're really sweet people. And they asked me if I want to get baptized. So without thinking, I said, yes. And, I thought it would just be a good gesture. And, since then they've asked me if I would be done smoking the pot. Not only that, caffeine, a whole list of things. They don't do anything. But I don't want to make promises I don't feel I can keep. But at the same time, I feel like that's just kind of my ego talking to me. And maybe it is the time. What do you think about that?
Do you want to get baptized? Not if you've had a chance to think about it?
Yeah. I mean, I never have. I mean, I guess when they asked me, they didn't say, you know, we don't do caffeine. I had a Diet Coke before I called this morning, so I don't feel like drinking caffeine or smoking pot is a sin necessarily. But I just don't want to make promises I can't keep.
So, are they trying to baptize you into the Mormons religion thing, Mormon church?
I'm not really sure. They do.
When
they
you
do
ask
read
me,
the Book
why
of Mormon.
Why are you telling me all this stuff about what you do or don't do? You ask me, what do I want to get baptized? Now you're telling me what to do or not to do. Why do you ask them why they're doing that? Why they bringing up all that?
You're asking me why are they asking me
why
to do and not do stuff?
They ask you, did you want to get baptized, right?
Yeah.
And you said yes, but not really knowing if you really wanted to or not, right?
I didn't know all the conditions, I guess, for them
and
to do
it. And then they came
it.
Back with those conditions. Am I right?
Correct.
And then why do you say to them, I don't want to hear about your conditions. That's not, I don't want to get baptized. I don't want to be baptized into a Mormon religion. Why do you tell them that?
Well, kind of interesting. One of their conditions I said yes to at first, and then I actually said no later, and they still wanted to. So I'm actually not sure if it really is a condition or not.
But only you can decide, John, if you want to get baptized or not. You can't let, well, do what you want, but you can't let anyone else make that decision for you.
True.
And it shouldn't be based on conditions either. It should be something you decide, hey, I want to get baptized. It's not even necessary to be baptized in water anymore anyway. It's spirit now. You're baptized in the spirit when you return to the Father. Now, if you want to get baptized, it's just an outer expression of what has happened on the inside if you're changed.
Yeah.
Do Derek see my comments? He's not responding.
Would you is not smoking pot and not doing caffeine and all that? Maybe it is the best thing for me. In reality, is that an outward expression?
Baptized?
No, not smoking pot and not doing caffeine. Is that just an outward expression?
I don't understand that question.
Of being returning to the Father.
Restate that question.
Is smoking pot a sin?
No.
So then me not smoking pot would be a outward expression of being reunited with the Father, or it's just
no.
Because pot is lame?
You would stop using drugs because you have overcome the guilt that you've been running from.
Well, it's definitely fallen away, and I definitely, I don't fight, and I'm not mad at anyone anymore.
Well,
which is nice.
You know, this baptism thing, that's totally up to you. And if you don't want to do it, just tell the folks, no, I don't want to be baptized. I was just hanging out with y'all because I was with my friend.
Should I tell them I'm not sure if I will give up the caffeine right now and see if they still want to baptize me?
I mean, why would you want to tell them that?
Because I just want to be honest with them.
I mean, like, do you want to be baptized or something?
Yeah, sounds nice.
You want to be baptized because it sounds nice?
No, I just want to do an outward expression of my love for God.
But you have you
loving my neighbor.
Have you overcome all your anger and everything?
I have.
Well, if you want to get baptized, do it. And you be honest in your conversation with them.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Let me know how it goes, John.
Oh, one more thing. The Great White Hope, he did say fight, fight, fight. He did say that.
But he meant don't stop what you're doing just because someone tried to kill you.
Yeah,
he
true.
Wasn't talking about the kind of fight that human beings are doing with each other, proving their ego.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Thank you, John. I gotta take a break, buddy. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye now. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, 888-77-JESSE. Welcome back. Couple announcements. Number one, don't you hate it when people start the conversation with, today is the last day for the discount on Cameo for personal shout-outs. Summer discount for a week. Today is the last day. For birthday shout out, weddings, encouragement, or whatever, shout out. Today is the last day of the summer discount on cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Whatever the personal shout out is, Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And you, or you can go to shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. And also, check out our merch. Amazing merch. We are celebrating 250 years of America. We have a silver coin with my face on it. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. I'll call 800-411-BOND. And we also have on jesseleepeterson.shop, we have hats and T-shirts and mugs, all kinds of books and everything. And every dime goes back into helping us to help others. Thank you so much. And don't forget to donate. We are 501c3. Amazing. 501c3. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or I'm trying to adjust my mic because the headset is dying out again, and when I turn it up, I get static in my ears. You can call 800-411-BOND to donate, or scan the QR code, or just go to JLPtalk.com. All right? JLPtalk.com. And I do appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to Casey out of Canada. Casey, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hope you're doing well.
All is well, Casey.
Yeah, so first off, I wanted to say thank you because by being like, we talked many years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and being aware of my drinking, it's going to be a year on the 27th. I haven't taken a sip. So definitely help me with that. And to anyone listening, it is true. He says it gets better and better.
Yeah.
And the only thing is, like, so I practice the silent prayer all the time. And my grandmother is not doing so well. She's, and Jesse, she's a mess. So she's on my mother's side, you know. So she's probably going to hell, Jesse. I'll try to save her, you know. But I showed her to you once, and she fell asleep when I was trying to make her do the silent prayer. And she was, like, arguing with me. And then I was like, okay, I'm not going to. Because in that silent prayer, you say, you know, shut up. And she took that. Her ego started up when you said that. And she never listened to you. Anyways, and then.
Plus, you're not supposed to impose the truth on anyone.
You,
if they don't want it, you tell them, you can mention, hey, this is how you get back to the Father. But they don't want it. Then you say, oh, okay. And you be done with that and leave them in their misery. Most people don't want out of their hell. They love being emotional. They feel like they feel like they are, that they exist when they are emotional, any type of emotions.
Yeah, and let me tell you, she was in love with her feelings, even though she cried about them. But, man, she couldn't stop crying
about them, they feel alive. I am crying over my pain. They still love that, too.
Yeah, so anyways, she, her health deteriorated because she was all in her thoughts, and now she's really not doing well. So I'm finding myself, while I do the silent prayer, and I'm usually mostly in the moment, I do find it's, the devil's using this to, like, get to me a little bit, you know? That's the thing I wanted to just talk to you about. I know the only solution is to just keep practicing and go through my hell, right? I assume that's what you would say.
But what is getting to you now, you say?
Yeah, it's just like, I'm like, it's my grandmother, right? So, like, my mother's, like, sitting with her in the hospital all the time. And it's just, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like, I think about it, and I'm like, is it my fault? She's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's all stupid, like, thoughts.
What's your fault?
Sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I, like, because she got depressed, you know? And, like, when I was drinking heavily, like, I don't know. Maybe I, like, said stuff to her, you know. I think back, and I'm like, maybe it was my fault. Obviously, it's not my fault.
What's your fault?
That she, because, like, I feel like she got, like, in her, basically, like, about, I would say 6-7 years ago, she started to, like, get depressed, you know.
Well, how would that be your fault? That's in her. It had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, but like I said.
Why do you feel it's your fault? It may be.
I don't know. It's like, because usually I'm not in my thoughts, but, like, I'm finding these thoughts are coming to the surface because I'm, like, sort of, I guess, like, you know, mourning, I guess, in a way, you know?
How's that mourning? Is she dead?
No, but she had a stroke.
You before she died?
Yes.
How can you do that? What the?
I guess, eh? Yeah. It's wild. It's wild, Jesse, but, I'm just finding myself, like, usually I'm really resilient. Like, I've been practicing silent prayer for many years, but now it's, like, it's kind of creepy. It's, like, I still go back into the moment when I feel it. Like, I try to catch that first thought, you know?
Yeah.
But it's become a bit more difficult, but, well, anyways, I mean, I think I know what I need to do, but I also want to... I honestly wanted to tell you thank you. And then also, I was listening to the other guy, the Mormon guy. He's going to have to pay 10% of his income. I talked to these Mormons. They almost got me, Jesse. So he's going to have to pay 10% of his income if he gets baptized. It's not just you get baptized. They take the T's or whatever it's called, and they'll take money from him. So anyway, it's not a good idea. And they're a little bit kooky. You have to look into, like, their leader, whatever his name is, Sam or whatever. I mean, the story's a little bit crazy. But,
Casey, why are you feeling anything about your grandmother being ill That's on her. That's her life. She has the life that she wants. Why are you feeling anything about it at all?
Well, I want her to go to heaven. You know,
right.
I don't want her to.
That's
be,
not what
you know?
She want.
I know, but.
But why do you want that for her?
So I can see her there one day. You know, I don't know.
How do you know you going?
That's true. That's
no,
true.
That was a question.
I have no idea, to be honest. You
so
know,
then
I'm open
here
now.
You are wanting grandmama to go to hell, I mean heaven, so you can see her in heaven one day. You don't even know if you're going or if she's going or not. You're into your thoughts, man.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, Jesse.
Why don't you dump them?
Yeah, I got to. I am. It's just, it's just been a bit more difficult than usual. But,
how old is she?
Oh, she's old, Jesse. She's like 81.
What the? And you up there tripping?
I know. And she had a good life, Jesse. She had a real good life.
Who?
Traveled. Yeah, she had a good life.
But what does that have to do with you, whether she had a so-called good life or bad life? Your grandmother has the life that she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And she, if she hasn't changed, she loves hell. Why are you worried about if she going to heaven or hell when she loves hell?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Because I know that if she was presented the choice, in all honesty, she wouldn't choose hell. Like
but
if she
knew
what
you
she
tried,
was doing.
You presented this to her and she rejected it.
Yeah.
So why do you think she would choose heaven if you presented heaven to her and she rejected it according to you? Why do you think that if she had the choice, she would accept heaven?
Yeah, I you're right. I don't know that.
So why'd you say that?
Because I don't know. Maybe she tricked me.
What do you mean?
Because you know what? It's like she was one of the reasons why that made all, everything you were saying make so much sense. Because she was very like she would appear outwardly like she was an angel. You know what I mean?
All devils do that.
Yeah, but in reality, she had a lot of anger about all kinds of stuff. And I even told her like one time when she had I think what was a mini stroke. I asked her, were you angry? And she goes, oh, yeah, I was really angry. I was shaking.
See? All devils have false wings. And mothers have it worse. Fathers have it, too, but the mother really got it bad. They present themselves as angels, and they look like they're doing these nice things. They look like they're this, but when they're really devils.
Yeah.
And they're setting they were... their whole life to turn you into a devil.
Yeah. And I...
And now you want to see the devil in heaven.
That's a good point, Jesse. That's a good point. Yeah. But, that's all
I
had.
Snap out of that.
Yeah. No,
You're back into thought. You're being set up again.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said, like, the devil's creeping, you know, but I do want...
The devil had you say, well, maybe there was something you said to grandmama years ago that made her
mad. Yeah,
that's... You
like,
have
I'm
nothing
gone.
To do with grandma life at all.
I know. I'm, like, going to bed, and these thoughts are, like, coming into my head, and I have to do the silent prayer even to, like, get to sleep, you know what I mean? Because it's, like, it's popping up now out of nowhere.
So you're not convinced you can't see clearly that all thoughts are lies yet?
Oh no, I 100% know that. It's just like I'm aware of these thoughts creeping in when I've been because I've done the silent prayer for so long. Like normally, I don't even notice them. I can catch the first one, but I'm finding myself now. I'm like I catch it only on the third or fourth one because I guess. It's like a little bit more heavy, you know. I guess she's closer. She's close. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me, Justin.
What's wrong with you? You're not catching those thoughts, and you made grandma special in your mind because she's sick, And that's what's setting you up. Grandma is not special.
Yeah.
Grandma is just grandma that's living the life that she wants.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess that's it's all our choice, right?
Absolutely. So, that's why we shouldn't want anything, period, for ourselves, but we definitely should not want someone else to be saved, want someone else to go to heaven, want somebody else to be happy, want somebody else to be sad. You shouldn't want for anything. Every human being, every adult has a life that they want, and you are wrong for wanting anything differently for them than what they want for themselves.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't even judge it as good or bad because they got what they want.
Wait. So don't judge it as good or bad because they got what they...
They have the life that they want.
Yeah.
And if they got what you think is a bad life, don't judge it. If they have what you think is a good life, don't judge it. Let them live the way they want to live, and you lay your weapon down and live your life. You're only responsible for your life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, that's what's helped me through the years. Honestly, I think I would have been much worse off without your teaching in this situation, you know, so... Because I just, you know, I face whatever's in front of me. I do that, be in the moment fully, and
Grandma.
Yeah. I gotta start catching those first thoughts, you know,
yes.
Jesse. But other than that, I just want to again say thank you so much because you really helped me and brought me closer to God and showed me the methods, these simple tools. And you know, for anyone listening, stick with it.
I wish you well, man, and happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month, Jesse. God bless.
You too, buddy. 888-77, Jesse. That was a quote unquote a stabbing in New York, according to Fox News. A suspect is in custody. This reminds me so much of UK, I can't even believe it. It's happening in America. A suspect is in custody after allegedly yelling Allahu Akbar, while stabbing two men in what officers are describing as an apparent anti-Semitic attack in Manhattan. NBC News.
He might have gotten stabbed.
Tonight, a terrifying double stabbing on New York City's Upper West Side. According to law enforcement sources, it happened around 1:30 p.m. near Central Park, just feet from a synagogue. Witnesses say the man yelled Allahu Akbar and stabbed a 57-year-old Asian man in the back without warning. The suspect then walked two blocks, according to law enforcement sources, and minutes later stabbed a 50-year-old Jewish man in the chest. In this video shot by an eyewitness, you see him gripping his chest. The attacker escaped into a nearby building, but was taken into custody an hour later.
I'm shocked. I wouldn't have thought... I thought this was a movie scene, you know. I thought this was completely staged, so I'm in shock. I would have never thought that this was happening in this neighborhood, which is very quiet, calm.
Video shot by a person standing nearby shows first responders on scene.
Certainly unnerving. When it's random, you're like, geez, that can kind of happen to anyone. Yeah, scary.
Doesn't it look like Europe, the UK? Well, it looks just like that. You brought all these people into our country, and they hate America, if this is true with this guy. And they hate Israel. And this is what you're getting now. And it's got to get worse. We are the big Satan in the eyes of Allahu Akbar people. Police are currently investigating the motive. NBC News and ABC 7 News. New York.
The motive unclear. Police are investigating if this was a hate crime. They say they believe mental health was a factor.
We spoke with an eyewitness who saw that screwdriver lodged in the victim's chest.
And the next thing I see is a screwdriver in his chest. I walked right next to the attacker, basically. He was just a few feet away from me. He didn't seem crazy. You know, sometimes you see people, they're screaming, they're acting weird. He was not.
Talk Tucson police say they arrested a 51-year-old man in connection with both assaults. They say he has no link to either victim at this point, but the investigation continues.
In the United States of America, not the UK of the UK. Amazing, huh? And it's gonna get worse. Mondami noted that the NYPD initial investigation suggests mental health may have been a factor. I guess this is from NBC News, too. ABC. This is from ABC.
Now, Mayor Mamdani put out this statement saying that the NYPD's initial investigation suggests that mental health may have been a factor. The mayor went on to say these hateful and despicable attacks have no place in our city. Now, both victims were taken to a local hospital and are expected to be okay. Again, we're still waiting for those charges to be announced.
From the same mayor that, according to a report that said he want to arrest Netanyahu. He can't because the law won't let him. But this is the same mayor, Alaa Abu Mayor, who's saying that he want to arrest a Jewish leader. But this looks like mental health, he says, according to a report. Amazing, huh? Let me go to Craig out of Austin, Texas. Craig, happy White History Month.
Hi, Jesse. Happy White History Month to you, too.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a, if you can, I got a question, I guess, or if you could give me your opinion. Since I've been working on myself, one way I do that is I look for patterns. And I noticed that, just to give you like a top line summary of the pattern that I see, and then I can give you details or examples if you want, is say like I went to the Baptist church looking for answers, and I found some, and but then they seem like
the answers are not at church.
To stay there, it seemed like I was either going to have to become a hypocrite.
The answers are not at church. You're not supposed to look on the outside for the answers. The answers are not on the outside. They're only on the inside. And you're never going to find them by looking outwardly.
Or guilt. And then went to the house.
What do you think about that?
Isolated.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
So why are you looking on the outside at different churches for the answer, knowing that the answer is not outside of you at all? Why are you doing that?
Because this word paradox, I don't know if you know or like it, but...
there's no such thing as paradox when it comes to the truth. The answer is not on the outside of you, Craig. They're only on the inside. And as long as you look on the outside, you will never find them. All right? I got to take a break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. They're not on the outside, Craig. You're wasting your time. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, y'all. There is one line open. You can call in right now if you haven't already gotten on air today once on the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. And we will get back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. And more great stories is the plan, all right? It is hate news, not fake news. The far left, off the deep end, liberal, anti-American, anti-Trump, anti-white, anti-man. But that's my opinion. Info may be false. AP says President Donald J. Trump imposing new tariffs going ahead with the new double-digit tariffs on dozens of U.S. trading partners. Just as the clock runs out Friday on stopgap levies he imposed after a stinging defeat at the so-called Supreme Court. The United States will slap taxes on 10% to 12.5%, 10 to 12.5%, as you heard last hour, on imports from 60 trading partners, accounting for 99% of U.S. imports. Isn't that good? That's nice. Better than raising taxes on the people, right? Charging that they have inadequately enforced bans on goods produced by forced labor. You know? Wow, slavery. The new tariffs will take effect just as temporary 10% worldwide tariffs expire on Friday. Nice. Trump had turned to those temporary levies after the so-called Supreme Court struck down his biggest and boldest tariffs in February. With that, those evil, lame-o so-called justices. Anyway, Laura Loomer met Volodymyr Zelensky for an interview in the Ukraine, after her major reversal on the war. She is an ardent ally of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. She's been on the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, by the way, during several years ago, White History Month, I think. With a reputation for incendiary social media commentary, says far-left AP, she sat down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday, a stunning reversal for a woman who had spent years criticizing U.S. support for the Ukraine's defense. Laura Loomer had minimized Russia's invasion of Ukraine and amplified Russian propaganda, supposedly, for her nearly 2 million followers, says biased AP. Okay, info may be true, or info may be false. Trump gave his stamp of approval on social media. Very good. Triple or quadruple exclamation mark? I can't count at this size. Triple exclamation mark, he wrote Thursday evening, probably on truthsocial.com/@RealDonaldTrump. By the way, you can follow the Hake Report on Truth Social as well. It was unclear what had prompted Loomer's trip, Laura Loomer, that is, or how she had arranged the meeting with Zelensky, and they spell it with two Y's at the end. Loomer and the White House did not respond to requests for comment on the trip. Quote, it's really important that Laura Loomer is in Ukraine and sees things with her own eyes as they are. So said Zelensky's office. Nice. And nearly 150 mail ballots rejected in California primary, despite efforts to count every vote. According to state media, state data, that is, 1.73% of all mail ballots were rejected in the June election. A spike from recent elections, even as the state attempts to make voting easier with the goal of boosting participation and counting every ballot. Evil, huh? Evil California. California has been notorious for its ponderously slow vote counts. Ponderously, they said. That can drag on for weeks or sometimes longer. Largely the result of multiple changes over the years that were intended to increase turnout, which is a horrible goal. And have done little to achieve that. Interesting, huh? Among the changes, every voter received a mail-in ballot that can arrive at election office 7 days late and still be counted, but provided the envelope is postmarked by election day. Yet even with that generous week-long window, the primary driver of high rejection numbers is late-arriving ballots. Interesting, huh? Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour 3 of Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Nice.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all, and happy White History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you afraid? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you just got to run around anywhere in the world, you can podcast and listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
My God, poor kid!
What madness is this?
I'm just regular summer Seth.
What's your name? Did you root as hell?
Maybe we should call ice on you.
You can call ice on me. Oh.
You don't act like a citizen. Get away.
For her to grunt me like that with ice.
I'm calling Trump on you, you illegal motherfucker.
Today I am making a sacred vow. I'm going to be getting on my knees.
What?
And crawling up to the church.
Mother Mary.
Godless, my baby. Godless.
Get up, man.
I feel like 1,000 pounds just came off my chest. I feel the presence of God.
Yeah, right.
I think it's just indigestion.
What a spiritual battle. Kurt, what was the name of the guy that, just before we ended, you were looking for these different churches?
That was Craig.
Craig, from where?
I believe it was Austin, Texas.
Craig, all you're doing is going from church to church judging. Because they're not doing it the way you think they should do it, and saying what you think that you're judging. The answer is not on the outside. And the church would tell you, if they're doing the right thing, look within. It's not on a book. It's not over there. It's not over yonder. it is with Dan Craig. So if you can't stop judging or don't go to the churches, don't watch it, don't go to the churches. If you can't help but judge, you're worse than the judging. I mean, the ones that you're judging. Amazing. I want to show you why, another reason I suggest, but it's up to you, that you stop taking sides. You don't even need to take God's side. As a matter of fact, when you're taking God's side, you're not taking any side but the devil. There's no side with God that you need to take. That's an idea in your mind. And ideas are all wrong all the time about anything. Why not lay your weapon down? Why not lay your weapons down? Amazing, huh? This is from Grok. A man in a football jersey aggressively confronted a street preacher holding a microphone, issuing verbal threats, including, "I am slapping you again." This is Instagram.
Say something about the heart. Say something else.
That murder out of your heart.
No, so nobody wants to help us. Nobody's going to call the police for us.
Say something else.
Because we're crazy.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Go to another corner, bro. I'm serious. Go to another corner. Go to another
corner.
No,
we're
corner.
Not.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Christ,
of Jesus.
Bro.
We're not
in
leaving.
The name.
In the name of Jesus.
I'll beat both
we're
you niggas
leaving.
Up right now.
We're not leaving.
If I hear that, one more time, I'm coming out here and slapping you're you not, again.
You're hey, man, why do we got to talk like
wrap
that, though, bro?
Go to another block. Knock this
peace
shit up.
In the name of Jesus.
Wrap this shit up, bro.
Hey, I want peace, brother. Wrap I want you. I want you to be
you
angry.
You don't sound peaceful. Shut the Hey,
it is peaceful
bro.
To tell people about heaven.
That,
we want peace. No, peace, man. You. Peace in the name of Jesus. Hey, bro. Hey. Hey, police. Bro, come on, man. It's all good, brother.
Get the fuck out of here.
We call for peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, bro.
What a mess, huh? You love your fights. You love to represent your ego and call it something else. You call it good in the name. It's in the name. And it's going to get worse. Hell, earth is not heaven, and man is not God. I want to show you something. Just kind of relax the moment. We had some rough stuff this morning. How about not? Let's have a little laughter. Here's a comedian. He recalls his grandma saying, this comedian recalls his grandmama saying, you only have two things to worry about in life. Grandma told him, you only have two things to worry about in life, whether you're healthy or sick. This is from YouTube. This is amazing.
My grandma says the only two things in life that you worry about, whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. If you're healthy, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to get better, whether you're going to get worse. You get better, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you get worse, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to live, whether you're going to die. If you live, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got two things.
Amazing.
Whether you're going to heaven, whether you're going to hell. If you go to heaven, You ain't got nothing to worry about. What if you go to hell? You got two things to worry about. Original or extra crispy? That's the
Grandma and something else. Just a little relaxed out there for a moment. It's Friday. That was, according to Google, that was Mike Goodwin, also known as Bowtie Comedy. That's who did that joke. Mike, according to Google, Mike Goodwin, Bowtie Comedy. Amazing, huh? That was pretty funny. I want to show you what other quick things that you make, especially white people. And this has been going on for years. And I've said to white people, you're only making it worse for yourself. And you're still doing it. And the outcome is going to always be bad for you. You should never do this. Because your enemy is seeing you as being weak. They're not thinking, oh, God, all right, I forgive you. I understand. It's never going to turn out right for you, never. I don't know if you all heard about this, but this is one thing that should never happen. You should never do. Do what you want, of course. I'm just suggesting. But do what you want. NBC Miami. A video went viral of a man who is the owner of a taco restaurant in South Florida using a slur word during a celebration after the World Cup final. NBC Miami.
Yeah, Jackie, we are here outside of Taco Rico West. Kendall, one of the owners of this specific restaurant, was seen in a video that was taken after the World Cup final, and what appears to be a conversation about soccer quickly turns into something more.
Only in Dade, right here.
Yep.
New York.
A video posted to Only in Dade captured part of the interaction. You see this man talking with a group of Argentina fans after the World Cup final. You then see this woman push the man. Moments later, the man in the green shirt chants while you hear a voice say, Moments after that, this man is heard saying a racist remark to the black male.
Oh, y'all heard that?
All while his partner continually puts her hand over his mouth. This man is the owner of the Taco Rico in West Kendall. The couple appears to have deleted all personal and professional social media accounts.
Amazing. Number one, you shouldn't have done that. Number two, here's the second greatest thing he should not have done. The owner of the restaurant apologized. He apologized. Isn't that amazing? And now, according to NBC Miami, the Taco Rio franchise condemned the language, and other Taco Rio owners publicly distanced themselves from the incident. They didn't even do it at all, but they out there distancing themselves. Well, your friends when you need them, huh? NBC Miami.
The owner, Renee Saghini, released a statement this afternoon, writing in part, I used a racist and hurtful slur, and there is no excuse for it. I am deeply sorry, and I owe a direct apology to the black community, who I hurt with my words, along with everyone else who was rightly harmed by my poor actions. That language is wrong, it does not reflect who I want to be, and I take full responsibility for it. The franchise Taco Rico also posted several statements, the latest calling the language indefensible and saying they will be conducting a formal review of the West Kendall location to assess the franchisee's continued fitness to operate under their brand. Other Taco Rico restaurants also chimed in, the one in Cutler Bay posting this statement, and the owner of the Taco Rico in Homestead posting a video to social media late Monday night.
It's taken a long time for us to, you know, build what we have built on the reviews, and now we're just getting hammered, you know, on the actual reviews on them being negative, you know what I mean? That's something that had nothing to do with us. Everybody's treated the same, my son and everybody, you know, nobody here is better than anybody.
Amazing. Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Hey, you said tapping me a whole bunch of stuff, and I don't understand it. But isn't that amazing? And then this man, the lady that was with him, putting her hand over his mouth, a grown man, earth is not heaven. A man is not God. And it's only gonna get worse. What? I can't hear you, Derek. I don't know what you're saying. Jared is telling me something in my ears about this incident, but I clearly do not understand it. But it's a mess, folks. Look how human beings treat each other. Where's the love in that? Where's the love? Created in the image of God, and you have no love. Don't you wonder, why don't I have love? Why do I love God? Why don't I love my enemy? Why don't I love my neighbor? What are you saying about that, hey?
This incident.
This Florida incident?
Yeah, with the Taco Rico restaurant owner, franchisee. It did not even happen at his establishment. He was just a customer at somewhere else, apparently. And the people on the internet went and doxed him. And found his employee, his, you know, his name and info and what he owns and stuff like that.
So the guy that was accused of the slur word, It wasn't at his work?
Yeah, it wasn't even at his work. He was out somewhere else.
But why are they blaming the company then?
That's what the mob will do. They're going to try to find your employer and get you fired or get you in trouble somehow. Since he owns the place, he's probably not going to get fired.
Oh, he owned the place that he was not at. The place he was eating was not his job.
He wasn't at his job. He was
not. But he owned a Taco Rico.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh. And the online people filed that Taco Rico.
Yep.
Really?
Crazy. They'll hunt you down.
Just like the devil in your mind, he'll hunt you down. The devil and human beings will do the same thing. Why are you afraid? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Look what happens. Look what human beings do to one another. That's amazing. Where you get that from?
I asked the AI. This is according to Google AI.
That's amazing.
NBC South Florida, CBS News, etc.
And did those people online apologize?
The people who doxed them? Of course not. They don't dox themselves. Usually. Some might. But they're shameless. They're never going to apologize for that. They get rewarded. So they think.
In New Jersey, according to AP News, about 6,600 people who indicated they were non-citizens while obtaining a New Jersey driver's license and other state identities were improperly registered to vote in 2025 and 2024. That's from the governor of New Jersey, Fox News.
Eric, what can you tell us?
Yeah, Jillian, it turns out that thousands of non-citizens were added to New Jersey's voter rolls, and some even voted because of a computer glitch. Another state says it's trying to clean that up. New Jersey's governor, Mike Shero, says that a software error in the state's motor vehicle system led to about 6,600 people who are not citizens being registered as Garden State voters when they applied for a driver's license. She says even though the applicants answered no on the license and also state ID card application forms, well, the computer registered yes as citizens. She says it all happened under the previous administration of Democratic Governor Phil Murphy, and she's ordered the illegal voters be removed from the rolls.
It's unacceptable that the vendor released software with such a glaring error. It's unacceptable that the MVC took a year to get this issue fixed. And it's unacceptable that no one in the previous administration brought this to light, demanded accountability, or took action when it happened years ago.
Well, the investigation says it found less than 400 of those who were improperly registered actually did vote.
She makes you sure she know she had to do it. You notice how now that the government, I believe the federal government, investigating voter fraud, all of a sudden, oh, we discovered some errors here in voting. All of a sudden. And the software vendors blame the state handling of voter data. That's from Google. What a mess. Software company says it's not a software error. It's not a software error, lady. They just said lady. I'm saying lady. Lady. I'm saying lady. Hey, heard that on the radio. You heard that on the radio?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
They claim the voter registration issue in New Jersey was, they dispute the notion that it was caused by a technical glitch.
Do you think if Trump was investigating voter fraud, this would come out right now?
Oh, interesting question. I don't know. And we just heard about a bunch more ballots that came in late in California. 1-point-something% are getting rejected because they came in late. I wonder if they're getting the whip cracked on them because of Trump getting cracking down. I wonder.
The great white hope don't mess with the great white hope. Amazing. Let me go to Lisa, a first-time call out of Florida. Lisa, you are on the air.
Hello. So I did have something to say per a lot of the things that you've been saying.
Happy White History Month. Happy White History, Lisa.
Thank you. Happy White History.
Thank you.
When my grandparents came here from Europe, legally, they had paperwork coming here and became citizens. They had nothing. Nobody gave them nothing, not a penny. They had to swear, and my parents had to swear not to take any money from the government. In that time, they paid taxes, climbed up and made money and paid taxes and built Cabrini Green, gave food stamps, gave allowances to all of these people who now think we owe them something.
Yeah.
When does the owing stop?
They're never going to stop as long as they can get it free. It's going to continue. Look what happened to the blacks. 70-some years have gone by, and they're still blaming. They want more free stuff and more free stuff and more free. It's never going to stop. You spoil the people, they will try to hurt you if you stop giving them free stuff.
And before that, they had great upward mobility.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that's a shame. What destruction of a people.
When I become president, Lisa, I'm not going to give anybody any free stuff.
You know I'm going to vote for you.
I appreciate that. That's the only way it's going to stop. You just have to say no.
Yeah, and if we deported illegals, we would have jobs for all of the American citizens, and there wouldn't be any issues.
Absolutely.
We could bring our own bread and butter home. We wouldn't have to be having our hands out for our bread and butter.
That's for sure, the American way.
Yeah. That's what made this country great, is we all worked our butts off to create a beautiful country. and to maintain it. Other people come from other countries and are wowed at how we live. Other sophisticated countries don't even have air conditioning.
Yep. Yep. What a mess, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate that. And happy White History Month.
You too.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Tim, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Tim, you are on the air.
Good morning. My honor. What an honor to say hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say you are a great American, Jesse. I've been watching you for years. I think you are the greatest interviewer on the planet Earth. And the way you're able to control your emotions around these crazy people you have on there is also amazing. I need to know your secret. Is it just releasing and forgiving everything? Is that how you control yourself?
It is 100% forgiving. When you forgive, God will forgive you, and he will take away all those thoughts and emotions and give you understanding, and you would never judge another person for any reason at all. You would never get angry at them or frustrated or resentful because you will have understanding. You would know that the way they're acting is not them, but the same hell that was in you that you had to overcome. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They are blind. And angry people are blind, Tim, and they can't help it.
Hallelujah.
But you got to forgive.
Yeah, I've forgiven my parents for everything.
Right on.
As a matter of fact, I'm taking care of both of them in my house as we speak. I'm releasing all that anger. I'm working on it. I still get a little anxiety. There are still some people that get me angry, and I'm trying to control that emotion.
Well, don't try to control it. You can't control emotion. They control you.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am not.
Do the silent prayer, Tim, and so you can watch those thoughts. And when you start catching those thoughts, all emotion will disappear because you can't have emotion unless you have thoughts first.
What about the abandoning the fear? Is that getting rid of that anger? Is that important to not fearing the evil?
When you overcome thoughts by forgiving and then being aware of the thoughts, all emotions have to leave you. They will not make a home in you any longer. But you got to do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. That's all you got to do, because you can't control anger. Anger and resentment control you. You're not in control of anything.
Yeah. And we get that from our mother.
100%.
And I know I get it from my mother.
Yeah.
I mean, growing up with her and the F words and the swear words coming out of her mouth and the emotional, she beat the living bejesus out of you. And my dad, he was a real quiet guy. He was an alpha, but he wasn't emotional like my mom was.
Yeah.
But I love my mom dearly, and I love my father dearly.
Are you taking care of them by choice or obligation?
By choice.
Oh, good. Okay.
Totally. My dad was being neglected. The other side of the family was stealing from him. He was down to 118 pounds. He was on his deathbed, and I came in and took control of it. I just wanted to improve the quality of life for both my dad and my stepmother.
When you start, go to the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer and start doing that and let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. Thank you, Jesse. An honor to talk to you. Keep up the good work. You're a great American, sir.
I will. Thank you so much. Stress Office on pills.net. I'll be right back. Right back.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. You're never going to be at peace with yourself. You're never going to have peace until you forgive, until you drop the anger. You're never going to have it. You can read the Bible. You can crawl on your knees over to Mama Mary's house. You can tell Mama Mary to intercede for you. You can get baptized in water. You can whatever. You can gain the world, money and people around you. You can be popular or non-popular. You're never going to have peace until you forgive, truly see that you're wrong for being angry, resentful, emotional. When you forgive, you're admitting, I'm sinning. I'm playing God. I'm judging. I'm feeling these emotions up and down. I'm judging. I am wrong. I'm going to go and forgive Mama and Daddy for not protecting me from Mama, because Daddy had the same spirit as Mama. He got it from his Mama. You're never going to be free until you do that. You can't control evil. You can't control emotions. You can't control anger. And you're lying if you say you do, or you've been lied to, that you can control anger. I want to let my anger do what I want to do. I do this, I do that. And it's not true. But anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at night at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. From 9 to 11 and then Pacific time, and then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked with Bishop Garland Hunt. He's an author and senior pastor of Father's House in Atlanta, Georgia.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Black Lives Matter was just terrorizing the nation. So we went there and we said, we're going to topple that racist spirit, and we're going to pray and seek God for repentance. I hate to say it like this, but I was racist myself. I was so black that God had to break me down of my black idolatry. For no matter what we call it, the focus of it is a spiritual battle.
Yeah, there's a chicken had lips.
What kind of questions are these? Just...
You're going to love it. He is a witness of the way things were. At least some of the things. Some you're going to agree and some you're not. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member of the YouTube channel there, or locals.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Locals.com /Jesse Lee Peterson. And then after the fall of state, the American Anchor Baby on Fridays after the fall of state. Right after 12:15, somewhere in there. Amazing, huh? And we'll see you at church on Sunday. I will on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11. All are invited. And go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Let me go to the busy phones here. Let me go over to Romania and talk to John. John, you are on the air. Hey, John. John, are you on the mute?
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Happy White History Month, John.
Happy White History Month to you too, Mr. Peterson.
Amazing.
Can you hear me well?
I can.
You can?
Yes.
All right. Then I have a quick question, a quick comment about the whole White History Month. Is it because the white people invented vacation? The white people invented vacation in the summer after the school?
No. It's because white people discovered and built America with the help of God. And then summertime is like the 4th of July is there already. And people tend to vacate. You know, take a vacation, relax, and reflect. So it's a time of realization. The summer feels white, and so July and all that.
Yeah. So because of white people, July just feels white.
That's right. July just feels white.
I don't know what happened 200 years before. Maybe they didn't have vacation.
John, your phone went click or something.
And now is it better or is it worse?
What do you need to do, James?
If you can get closer to the phone, it sounds maybe a little bit better, but it sounds much quieter. You sound kind of far away.
So my microphone is messed up.
I thought you might have switched something.
Is it better now?
We can deal with it, yeah.
Yeah, let's have it, John. You call it from Romania. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of distance between them.
Hey, John.
Do you hear me better than?
Yes, whatever you just did,
stay with that.
Stay with that.
Stay with, yeah, all right. So, the white people invented the vacation in the summer months.
Yes.
So that's why maybe, I don't know, you can tell me better. July just feels white.
Yes, you're absolutely right. They invented vacation time in July.
In July, maybe early August or at the latest June.
June?
But mostly July, yeah.
Yeah, vacation time in America is July and August. Around at that time.
Right on.
Is it winter time in Romania now?
No, it should be summer, but from my point of view, this has been the coldest July that has ever been. And I'm 34 years old.
And do y'all have white people in Romania?
Mostly white people, yeah.
Someone want to know, is Dracula still in Romania?
Yeah, for sure. Dracula is still on and hunting your ass. Okay. The most belligerent, the most thieving, the most bad deals people, the baddest of the people, Dracula is coming for you and he's hunting you and he's going to get you.
Amazing.
For sure.
Well, watch out for Dracula. What a mess.
I'm hoping he has my back because I'm hunting for those people as well.
Well, make sure you keep a cross in your hand, and that way, because Dracula hate the cross?
Right now, I don't believe Dracula gives one or two F's about the cross. There's more important things to take care of.
That's for sure. Absolutely.
But I would like to point out as well, people tend to take care to notice, to take into account their point of failure, let's put it that way. When they interact that way, and then they're like, no, you triggered me to interact, to react like that in some sort of sense. Then they blame it on you. What I'm trying to point out is that people have, at the very least, noticed their point of defect, their point of fault. But afterwards, they react in a very, very nasty way.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Some notice that and don't react that way. But very many people see what they're on about, see that they're triggered by other people, and it seems perfectly fine for them to react the opposite of what they should react based on their assessment. But instead, they choose to not react in that way.
Well, most people.
So maybe, in that sense, there may be hope. There may be hope for humanity still. All our viewers and all our, I don't know.
Well,
apart from our viewers, nobody listens to us, obviously.
Most people definitely blame others for the way they think and the way they feel. You made me mad. You made me lonely. You made me do this. They blame others for what's happening inside of them. What a mess.
Right, surely. What a mess.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. I got to run because of time. Call me again.
I wish you all the best, Mr. Peterson. Take care of all you and your team. And I see you on the other side.
Right on, John. Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
All right. Cheers.
Okay. Bye now. Paul is the first time caller out of New York. Paul, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I'm so glad to talk to you. I love your show.
Thank you, Paul.
Yes, I have some great news for you. You probably maybe heard about it. Maybe your audience did. We got some great news. Jesus is definitely the Messiah. They have proof now. I saw a documentary on the Shroud. You know the Shroud of Turin, the burial cloth?
No.
He was buried over. He had a cloth laid over him. And this is fact. This is history. So the Catholic Church was asked if they could do a study on it. The first one was years back. They said, oh, no, we took a sample. They only allowed edges. They didn't want the shroud to be torn up or pieces from the middle. They took it from the edge where people over the years touched it and opened it. They said, oh, it's only 700 years old. So that's not Jesus's cloth. But then the Catholic Church later on says, let's give them permission to go into the middle of it because maybe that's going to give them proof. And good news, they found out that the image in there had all of the markings on the feet, the hands, where he was stabbed in the chest, or the crown of thorns. They did the study on the blood. They said, that's not blood of a normal human, male human being. And here's the best part. They took a sample of they look into the sample of the image. You could actually see. Did you ever see it, Jerry, the shroud, a picture of it?
No, I haven't.
Look it up. You could see his face. You could see where the crown was, where the beard was. And what they did was they studied how did that image show up. They said nothing in those times could have made that image. That was of high power laser beams of today. They didn't have lasers back then, and they didn't have they didn't have lasers. They didn't have any kind of electricity. So nothing could have made that image except something that wasn't from that time. It had to be high powered lasers.
Didn't they have 100%.
What?
Didn't they have AI back then?
No. No AI back then. So nothing could have made that image. So isn't that 100% proof that that had to have been Jesus? Because nothing could have made an image of a person on a cloth.
That is
look
zero
it up. Look
proof.
Up the picture. You
That
okay,
is
well, go ahead.
That's zero proof, and you should, the Catholic, there is nothing about the Catholic religion that you can believe at all. The Catholic religion is phonier than a drag queen, a man in a woman's dress.
Oh, God, no, it can't be. It could be. No, hey, it could be. It could be the truth. It could be
one of the reasons that human beings are confused about God and religion today is because of the Catholic Church.
Well, what I look at it as I'm just listening to all the teachings of the from the Bible. I don't listen to other little things. But this is a study done by colleges,
don't
professors.
Believe it.
I mean, all those people could have been looked into. Are these authentic, real people that they're not Catholic? They were different religions doing that. They were complete people of other religions, and they said they converted after that.
No, those are scribes and Pharisees.
I don't know. Maybe what if this is true, that there really is the Shroud of Turin?
It's not true.
You never know. What if it may be?
I'm telling you for a fact, if the Catholic Church said it, it ain't true.
No, they didn't do it. They allowed scientists of every colleges around the world.
The Catholic Church even wished Mary.
No, we only pray to Mary as in talking to her.
Why are you praying to Mary?
Because he left on the cross, he said, "Behold your mother." In other words, he left.
He just meant if he said that. I doubt if he said that. But let's say he said.
It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. He said, "Behold your mother." In other words, he leaves us
but he,
a mother
that
to talk
mean
to.
Wish your mama. That means take care of mama. She getting old.
No. I really think that this could be true. I mean, we can't prove
true,
that
Paul.
It is. I don't know because
no,
it,
Paul,
it makes,
I know for a fact it's not true. I know for look, a fact up, you're not supposed okay. to worship Mary.
No, we don't. We don't. Worship is praying and bowing and talking that way. But
and
we
crawling.
We talk to her as a person in our lives, like a mother.
That's insane.
So he left us.
Mary is dead.
I know, but according to our religion, she has in heaven. She can listen to our prayers.
According to your religion, and you believe religion. And knowing that God has nothing to do with religion.
Yeah, but I know, but I'm just saying
He's
that
He's not
these
even
are, these
in
are...
religion. Why would you pay any attention to religion when you know that God and His Son had nothing to do with any religion at all? Why do you listen to men and women talk that crap?
I know. I thought you were something to do with religion, preacher or something. You were some kind. You do something. I mean,
that's
what are you doing?
I'm telling
like,
you not to listen to all that. Look within, and you shall know the truth. But as long as you're listening to the Catholic and the Orthodox and the Christians and all that.
No Christians. They don't believe in anything I believe in. They say no Eucharist, don't receive, don't do this, don't do that.
But
you can't do this.
Christian is Catholic.
Yeah, it's not the Roman Catholic where we believe in like the presence of Jesus. They don't believe that the Eucharist. They said that's just bread. It's a symbol of giving out to others and being together and talking about Jesus. In other words, they don't actually.
Let me tell you, I got to run, but I like okra, but I'm not into the Eucharist. Do you like okra?
I know. Yeah, it's just so-so. It's a vegetable I had only once in a while.
It's so good, especially with some collard greens and cornbread and then a little fried bacon. Oh, my God.
Oh, one quick question. You don't receive the Eucharist?
Who?
The Eucharist, the body, you know, when it's the priest of... does the transubstantiation, the bread into the body, you don't receive?
No. What the?
Okay. Wait. Listen to this. Did Jesus at the Last Supper say, "Take this, all of you, and eat. This is my body.
Right.
And then this is my blood. Drink my blood." In other words, he left that for us so we could physically have him inside of us.
No.
That's why the. Yeah. That. That's,
he didn't
that's
mean for you
supper.
To worship it. He was telling you when you eat and drink. Eat and
my
drink.
Blood, he says, my body. He
right,
says
but
in
listen,
the...
listen. He was saying, eat and drink to remember, not to forget. Don't get high what? Off your drinks. Don't get high off your food. Don't escape.
Right.
Stay
right.
present. That's all he
but
meant.
How come,
he didn't want
right,
you to
come,
worship it.
I know, but how come he said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you won't have my life inside of you. That's in the Bible.
Right, because when you eat and drink, you forget about him.
No, he says, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you won't have me physically inside of you.
I would love to continue, but I got it.
We'll talk another time.
Yeah, call me again. We have Bible Thought for Thursday on Thursday.
Yeah, we could talk again, because I grew up in the Bronx. And you know who I used to work with? The first rap group that ever made it famous. They were called Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force, 1982, in the Bronx. They were the first black rap group.
Well, no wonder you believe in the Yuka.
No, I'm just saying I used to work with them.
Amazing.
I don't know what their religion was. I just worked with them, and that was the first song that white people actually listened to. It's called Planet Rock. You probably know that's
maybe
some,
but Paul,
one of your staff. Yeah, we'll talk another time. But
all right, buddy. Stay away from
just
the
look
Yuka.
Up Shrouded Tour and the
I got it, Rob Paul. Super chat.
Super chat.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, why is it that you haven't had a Jehovah's Witness on the Fallen State?
Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Nice suggestion.
Sufficient for me. Nice suggestion. I didn't realize I had not had one on there.
Totally not intentional.
Thank you for the suggestion. Send suggestions to producer at thefallenstate.tv. Producer at thefallenstate.tv. Thank you.
Curly says, those children of mama are black bootlickers.
What the?
That's on Cash App.
Thank you.
Bond JLP on Cash App.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes with a white history moment. July 15th, year 1099. Wow, mind-boggling. The first crusade under the leaders like Godfrey of Bouillon, pardon me butchering the name, besieged Jerusalem and captured the city. Thanks to the crusades, the Islamic onslaught into Europe and the Moorish slave trade of whites was curtailed.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
XRP Flat Earther for Life.
There you go.
On YouTube. You can't spell clan with a K? What about the football player Noah Kaniga? And it looks like N-I-G-G-A, but with a K in front of it.
Right.
And usually, like, you're thinking the K is silent, but it's actually pronounced Kaniga with a K.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
We got to say that, Hank.
I say thank you for the education. I always get educated by the flat earthers, even though I'm a baltard for life.
I rest my
for
case.
Life.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Joseph D.M., welcome new show member.
Thank you.
Roy M., hey, everybody needs to like the video. Only 10% are doing so. Let's go. Also, he's drunk as a bastard.
He's drunk as a bastard. Like the videos, folks. Thank you all.
Nick LeBoy, it's funny how the blind on Rumble, he says, are always in shock and dumbfounded when evil policies they vote for lead to death, such as, you know, the Allahu Akbar. Fortunately, that didn't lead to a death, I guess, so far, hopefully. I can see this coming from miles away with the Muslim takeover in America. Ego is a killer.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Nick LeBoy.
Yeah.
So true. Base Nation, very generous. No message.
Thank you, Base Nation.
Very cool. Jamie, Jesse, have a good weekend. Same with the rest of the Bond crew.
Thank you, Jamie. Amazing. You too.
Bree K, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Thank you guys over on the buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, as well as Bond JLP on Cash App.
Amazing. Thank you, Cash App.
And thank you guys on the Pilled crew. Very cool. As well as the Rumble rant.
Thank you all.
And Rumble monthly supporters. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
And thank you guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Nice. Thank you. I really, really appreciate your support. Thank you. Helping out to help others. Gerald is out of Illinois. Gerald, you're on the air with the few minutes we have left. I mean, Gerardo, my bad. Gerardo. My bad.
It's all right. Yeah, how you doing? I just had a question. Well, it's not a question. It's more of a, I'm kind of confessing, like, I've been having trouble going and forgiving my father. Like, I've had plenty of chances because my mom babysits my kids once a week because me and my wife's work schedule, so I have a chance. I see him physically, but just the thoughts just don't let me. They're like, I'm just like, oh, like I really want to talk to him, but I don't know if it's like a, I don't know what it is that just prevents me from not
the devil
doing it. Yeah,
the devil doesn't want you to forgive your father on earth. That way, God and your father in heaven can't forgive you. Just go do it, man. If you see you need to do it, shake it in your boots, do it, and don't obey the thought. Don't cooperate with thoughts.
Yes, and I know that's what it is, but I just can't overcome it. And also, it's like, I don't like, my dad was like, not, he, like, I know I have to forgive him for not protecting me from my mother, but he was a good guy, you know, like.
Go find out why and get his side, understand, hear his side, and forgive him. You will not regret it if you see you need to do it. Just do it, Gerardo. Don't listen to the thoughts, man. They're lying to you.
Yeah.
Shaking your boo and do it anyway. Did you forgive your mother?
I actually did. I forgave her quite a while ago. And
she's still watching over your children? What the?
Yeah, she it's kind of helped because we don't have money to
make your wife stay home and watch over your children.
Unfortunately, I don't make enough for her to do that.
Oh, okay.
I could work two jobs, but as of right now, I don't know if it's an excuse, but I'm just like, since I've started working on myself the last few weeks, it's kind of been hard. I've been wanting to, you know, get a second job, but it's like, I don't know, I feel like I'm under like severe attack of whatever it is that is trying to leave me.
I totally understand. Can you call me back Monday morning?
Yeah, I can.
Call me Monday morning. That way we don't rush it. This subject is too important to rush with the conversation. So call me and I'll take you as soon as you call in, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, but in the meantime, if you see you need to forgive your father, go and do it, man.
All right, yeah, I will. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. I am so out of time. Jack from Seattle and the rest of the calls, I'm out of time. RebuildingTheMan.com/silentprayer. And stay with it. Men and women, just stay with it. And give the world a finger and move on with your life. All right? Hank is coming up now. And then the FallenState.tv and the American Anchor Baby after that. And I'll see you on Sunday. Thanks for your financial support. Check out the merch. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry.
And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.